We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Power 93.5, some chain smokers die on the track. Don't let me down this morning with the Hitman and Christina. Old school technology. Our boy Jerome hitting us up this morning here at Power 93.5. Love you, Jerome, man. Thank you for waking up and listening. He and his wife listen to our show every morning, Christina.
Awesome. Well, thank you for listening. We love your faces.
They recently went on a snorkeling vacation, and look, it was amazing. You know, my wife and I were getting ready to go on a cruise, so we're going to do one of those, you know,
fantastic
excursions and snorkeling and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And it was so amazing. And he's like, I wish I had an underwater camera. But there was no way I was going to shell out hundreds of dollars for a GoPro, so I went to a drugstore for the best thing, an underwater disposable camera.
Oh, like it's made of plastic and yeah.
Yeah.
You got to do that little crank thing.
I've seen those. I haven't used one in years. And hadn't thought about buying it. But Jerome's like, you know what? The pictures turned out great. And it was probably the first time in 20 years I purchased a disposable camera.
Nice.
So what he wants to know, what piece of old school technology do you use that works perfectly fine?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I personally own a Game Boy Color. And
wow.
Yeah. I play all my Pokemon games.
No kidding.
All the old school like Game Boy games on there, and it works perfectly fine. I can save everything, and everything works just fine.
That's awesome. Okay, old school technology I use that works perfectly fine.
Yes,
a hand can opener.
a hand can opener.
I will not buy an electric can opener.
Why not?
My wife thinks, she's like, oh my god. You're like, it's 1932.
Now, do you just not trust them? Or
I just think it's a waste of money. You got to put, and then you got to put all that work. You got to put the can on there. The magnet's got to attach. You got to wait for it. You got to make for it get on the lip. And I told my wife, I was like, I got to have the can open in 3 seconds.
Right on.
So I get the hand crank can opener. I'm good.
Boom. Nice.
There's your green beans.
A thing that actually happened at a past job with me, I used an old school can opener.
Right.
Because like I went to an area. It was the theme park at Holiday World, and I went to a stand that I normally didn't work at.
Cool.
And they had to open cans to get a certain part of the food involved.
Yeah, I got you.
And they used old school hand crank ones, and I did it, and the lid fell, and I panicked, and I had that moment where I was like, you do an action and you don't even think about it, and I stuck my hand in there.
Oh no.
And I have a scar
on
the finger right there.
Yeah, see, you didn't
because
know,
I done goofed.
You didn't know how to use the hand crank can opener.
I done goofed.
Okay, 869-1093, call us up this morning. You got a piece of old school technology, it works perfectly fine. And people look at it and go, what? In fact, in my living room.
Yes.
I'm really, I collect old radios. I'm a radio guy. I'm a
That's
nerd, right?
That's pretty cool, though.
But in my living room, I have a 1940 floor model AM shortwave radio.
Wow.
It's a Philco. It works perfectly fine.
How big is it?
It's like one of those. I mean, it's big.
Is it like heavy? Like it takes three guys to pick it up?
No, actually, it's not heavy at all. But it's wood. It's got the old settings.
Knobs and
yeah,
everything.
Because
wow.
Back then, you know, there wasn't a TV. That's
Very
how people
cool.
got entertained. So, in fact, Exploration Place had a museum exhibit, and they called me, and they're like, "Can we use your floor short?" AM radio for sure. Like, yeah, cool. Come on, get it. All right, 869-1093. Old school technology you use that works perfectly fine. And Christina doesn't know how to use a hand crank can opener.
Apparently not. It's been proven.
Power lines are going this morning at 869-1093. I can't wait to hear what you guys are using out there this morning. 3.5 old school technology you use that works perfectly fine.
Now, Jerome, he called us up. He said that he recently went on a snorkeling vacation with his wife, and it was a great trip. He had all sorts of fun, enjoyed himself, but he wished he had an underwater camera, and he's not going to shell out like $300 or $200 or $400 just for a GoPro, just for this trip. So he went to the drugstore, got anything he could find, which was actually an underwater disposable camera, and it was really cheap. He said the pictures turned out great, and it was probably the first time in 20 years he's actually purchased a disposable camera, which I can believe. It's not like they're readily available anymore, and nobody really needs them anymore, but it's pretty cool. He said that it was nice that that was available and that it actually took good pictures, and he said it worked perfectly fine. So we were curious, what piece of old school technology do you guys still use that works perfectly fine? And you had what?
A hand crank can opener that works awesome.
That's right.
I will not buy an electric can opener. Well, look, I'm not alone. You're rocking an old school Atari game.
Well, actually, I am not. I'm not that cool yet. I'm not at that status. I am rocking a Game Boy Color.
Yeah. Sorry.
Jeez, get it together.
I got all wrong there. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'm a video game snob.
There it is, 869-1093. You got some old school technology that you are using that works perfectly fine. Your calls at Power 93.5. Go ahead, dude. What about you?
I have an Atari.
No kidding.
Sweet.
I'm dead. My grandma, she left it to me, and it still works.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I understand some of those are getting big money now on the internet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I might look at that then.
Yeah, I have a floor Pac-Man machine. One of those, you know.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it's got Galaga and everything. I play it all the time, and the kids are like, you're crazy.
My parents, they've got like three things. They've got like a Sega Genesis, they've got a
nice
NES, like the original Nintendo, and then they have this big old like time flying thing. It was old. It was super old.
That's awesome, dude. Old school Atari on the clock this morning. I love it.
Fantastic.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for waking up and listening to us, dude.
No problem.
You're welcome. 869-1093. Old school technology you have that works perfectly fine. How about you?
Oh my gosh, I've missed you guys. I dropped my phone in the toilet and I haven't been able to call in.
Oh my goodness. Okay, Bethany is back on with us this morning.
Oh, my dad. My dad, I swear, has the first model of a cell phone you could have. He's ran it over. He's dropped it in the water. I think it's like a Nokia. It's about the size of like a piece of gum. It's just,
wait.
I mean, he's had it for years. And I'm like, Dad, get an iPhone. He's like, I don't know how to whoop those damn phones.
Like, what do I need that for?
He like, when he types on the computer, he literally like pecks the keys with his finger. Like, he does not, it's not a smooth transition. He's just not a tech-savvy guy.
That's funny.
I know a couple of those.
He's going to stick by that phone forever. He's going to die with a Nokia 1900 phone.
Is it that phone where you could play Snake on there?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I know that phone.
I bet her dad doesn't even know he's got the Snake game on it.
Probably not.
He's missing out. Those are the good games back in the day. You know,
right.
Snake was the best.
Anything you can play on a brick is good by me.
That's awesome. Bethany, you always have good stuff for us. Thanks for calling. We love you. Welcome back,
you
okay?
Have a good day.
You too.
You too. 869-1093. Old school technology you use that works perfectly fine. Call now. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5. Rocking some old school technology in your house that works perfectly fine. Thank you, Jerome, for making us think about this morning.
Yeah. Now, Jerome, he went on vacation, actually, with his wife and they were going to go underwater, you know? They were going to go and swim and do all the things that involves underwater. And he wanted to take some pictures, so he needed a GoPro or something similar, but he didn't really want to shell out the money. So he went to this drugstore, and he got an underwater disposable camera, which I didn't know they still made, honestly. But he said the pictures actually turned out great. And he said it was the first time in about 20, 25 years that he's actually purchased a disposable camera. And I'm really honestly surprised that he found one in a drugstore in the middle of nowhere. But he brought up a good point, though, that old technology can still work. And we've got a ton of it still around. And we were curious what you guys had that still worked.
Well, yeah, because I want to make sure I get it right. It's not Atari. It's the old school Game Boy. You get so bougie about your games.
Yeah.
Duh.
I am the snob. I am.
Yeah, I'll do Pac-Man and Galaga. I got one of those machines that's got all those old electronic games loaded on it. So I got like 1942, Pac-Man, Galaga.
So cool.
Mrs. Pac-Man. And now I've introduced the kids to it, and they're hooked on it, too. They're like, whoa, God, this is awesome.
I think I just need to, like, stop by your place and just play games.
Oh, you can do
like
it.
Like an entire afternoon.
You can do it
games.
All day long.
Sweet.
I got it all. Darts, pool, electronic games.
Oh, my God. Nerd City. I love it.
Yeah.
Game Central.
I got to do something with my free time, right?
Yeah.
869-1093. We want to know, do you have any old school technology that you're still rocking in your house? Because I know I'm all about that hand crank can opener. Go ahead, man. How about you?
It's Nick.
Nick, come on, man. Old school technology in the house.
I have a 1942 wind-up, like, alarm clock.
Really?
Wow.
You gotta wind it up, like, every, like, 28 days or so.
Dang, look at you go.
That thing keeps perfect time, too, doesn't it?
It keeps better than any other clock. And guarantee if power goes out, I'm gonna still be up for work.
Exactly. Thank you, Nick. A 1942 wind-up alarm clock?
That's pretty cool. Look,
I wouldn't even keep something like that. Hello, Power 93.5. How about you? You got some old-school technology rocking in your house?
Yeah, I think it's not considered super old-school, but I'm not a fan of the Keurig coffee machine, so I still have my old coffee maker where you put in the paper filter
and put
in the coffee.
Oh, yeah. I'm right with you on that one.
It tastes so much better than the Keurig.
And, I agree with you.
I have, like, the one button, though. Like, you can't time mine, so I have to wake up in the morning and do it over. So it's really old. I think I've had it for, like, 10 years.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I don't have that one that, like, automatically starts in the morning, and I gotta, do the filters,
good
put
Lord.
The scoops. Yeah, but you're right. It does taste better than that Keurig machine, and that Keurig machine costs you an arm and a leg.
It's so expensive, and then you have to put in a cup for everybody in the family. This way you just fill up the whole jug and fill everybody up, and you're done.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm not doing all of that. And besides, who wants to drink coffee with just one arm? Thank you for calling the old school coffee machine. The coffee maker lives. Old school technology rocking in your house. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina Flashback Friday. The coffee is in full effect right now.
Yes, it is. Very much so. He's jumping up and down. He's getting his groove on. He's throwing up peace signs and stuff. He's getting crazy up in here.
Yeah, I even threw up the shocker.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, that's what it is. See, you're an Indiana State sycamore. You have no appreciation for the shocker.
Sorry. I couldn't. Well, I could control that, sort of.
Yeah, y'all didn't get down like that in Terre Haute.
No, sorry.
I mean, after all, your mascot is a tree.
Actually, no. We are the trees, but our mascot is a woodland creature. We have no idea what it is. It looks like a blue fox, to be honest. We couldn't figure it out.
That's part of your college requirement today in Indiana State. Yeah. You got to figure out what the mascot is.
The only way you can graduate is if you tell us what it is.
869-1093. If you're just tuning in this morning to Power 93.5, the power line's going crazy. We're talking about old school technology that you use that still works perfectly fine. Jerome got our conversation kicked off this morning when he and his wife went on vacation. They did some snorkeling. They needed a camera. He wasn't going to drop for the GoPro. So he dropped for the disposable underwater camera, and it worked great.
I didn't even know that they still made them, honestly.
Yeah, they still do. And then Christina got to talking about the old school technology she uses all the time that works great.
I only have, like, a Game Boy Color, which is still pretty cool, I think.
I think so, too.
I mean, I got that when I was, like, freaking in elementary school, and I just kept it with me the entire time. And honestly, I love it.
Well, I got the old school Pac-Man and Galaga, all those old school games. I love them.
Nice. My parents, they have a collection of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They got like an NES. They got a Sega Genesis. They got all the good stuff over there.
You guys keep calling. 869-1093. How about you, man? You got some old school technology that works perfectly fine?
I'm like you, Hitman. I still got my Game Boy.
Nice.
I got a Nintendo 64.
Cool. I was telling Christina off air, and she made fun of me. I have a Seiko watch that I bought when I was 18 with the first money I made in radio. I paid $150 for it.
Oh, wow.
It works perfectly fine and looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she looked at me like,
All right, you guys have a good morning.
You too, man. Appreciate you waking up and listening to us, dude.
All right, take it easy.
You too. More calls at 869-1093 about old school technology that works perfectly fine on a Flashback Friday. How about you?
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I have like a huge, I mean ginormous, 36-inch old school tube TV.
Nice.
That I got for free, mind you. And everywhere I've moved, people look at me like, are you kidding? What is wrong with you? Why don't you have a flat screen TV? And I'm like, free, and it still works, so.
Yeah, and I bet it has a pretty good picture on it, too.
It sure does. I still have my NES Nintendo gaming system that I've had forever. Still works.
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
You know, I got one of those old school TVs in my breakfast nook. I call them the fatback TVs because they got the huge.
Fatback. Yeah.
And I got one of those digital converters from Cox, and the thing is fine. It works great.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Too.
As long as those fatbacks aren't starting to twerk or something, that'd be bad.
That probably disturbs me a little bit better as well, so.
It's okay. Brother Man be liking some fatback. Let me just say that.
Oh, I don't trust me.
There it is. The truth is out, y'all.
Come on. Drop some D's on it.
Oh, my God.
That's my girl. Yeah. Making the old school stuff work and saving yourself some money.
No kidding.
You go on, girl. You keep rocking your fat back with your TV and when you going out in public.
Oh, trust me, I will. Don't you worry about me.
Thanks for waking up and listening to us, okay?
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day.
It's Power 93.5. I guess you can use that fat back right now if she wants to while some Snoop is on the radio.
Why not, right?
Go for it. Grab a pole and do your thing, girl. Come on now.
No poles.
Be careful. Don't hurt your back, homie. Don't hurt your back. Power 93.5, you start asking about old school technology that you use that works perfectly fine, and our power lines get to blowing up at 869-1093.
Of course, Jerome, he went on vacation with his wife, went snorkeling and stuff, had a bunch of fun, but really wanted to take pictures under there, and he didn't really want to throw down some money for a GoPro. I don't blame him there. But he went to the drugstore and found a disposable underwater camera. And I really didn't know that they made those anymore, but it's really cool. And it got the question going, what kind of old school technology do you have, like in your home, that actually still works really good?
869-1093. What's up, girl? How about you?
Yeah, I still have a VCR, and I still faithfully watch VHS tapes.
Get out of here. Wow.
I feel old.
Yeah.
You know, we just announced a couple of weeks ago, the last VCR came off the assembly line. They don't even make them anymore.
Yeah. Oh, I still watch them. There's so many. I love to watch Lean On Me.
There you go.
Excellent movie. Yeah.
You know, my wife and I were getting ready to have a garage sale, and I tell you what, we got a whole bunch of boxes loaded with VHS tapes that you can buy.
Oh, I am there.
A VCR watcher, I gotta admit, you're the only person I've talked to in the last 15, maybe 20 years that has openly said they still watch and use a VCR.
I hope that's a good thing.
No. Hey, as long as it works for you, right?
Well, yeah.
There you go. But one thing I will say about VCR, there's a lot of great movies that were out on VCR you can't get on DVD anymore.
Right.
So
they don't make the movies like they used to.
Well, there it is. They don't make the movies and they don't make the VCRs.
Ever,
not like
anymore.
They used to, exactly.
It's not here anymore.
Go ahead, girl. Watch your VCR tonight and enjoy, okay?
All righty. I love you guys, Hitman. You guys are great.
Thank you. We love you, too. Thanks for waking up and listening to us.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what? I bet she still makes popcorn in a skillet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.